Welcome to the latest Serotalk Tech Chat, powered by Accessible Event, a product of Serotech Corporation, giving the blind, deaf, and deafblind full access to classes, meetings, and webinars using Microsoft Word documents, Excel spreadsheets, PowerPoint slides, and web pages. 508 compliance is just one click away at www.accessibleevent.com. And now, here's your host, Michael Loft.
Hi, this is Michael Loft, and I've stepped into my lab, i.e. / bedroom dresser, where I have three radios that I want to tell you about and give you a little information so you can decide maybe which, if any, of these radios is right for your needs. The first two I want to address are both HD radios, AM and FM. So what I'm going to do is demonstrate first the more expensive of the two and the larger of the two. It is the Sanjean, and both of these links to these radios on the show notes page for TechChat 59, which can be found at serotalk.com/shownotes/radio.htm. The Sanjean is about the size of a component tuner, whereas the Sony is much smaller, about the size of a clock radio that we'll review shortly. On the back of the unit, on the left, you have the power connector. It is a physical cord that you can unplug from it, which I guess is good. If were it ever damaged, you could replace it. As you move over to the right, you have the two RCA jacks. You have the two AM antenna terminals. I like these better than the Sony. You literally flip down the items that opens up the holes, and you can insert the two wires to make whatever kind of AM antenna you wish to use with the device. The AM reception on this thing is not very great, which is common among HD radios, but the Sony's AM and FM is much better. The superior advantage to the Sanjean radio, and the reason I'm mentioning it, with its higher price of $189, is the basic fact the sound quality is better. And if you're buying an HD radio, it would stand to reason that your objective may be to get the best possible sound, and it is the one thing that the Sanjean does better. The Sony is not bad by any stretch of the imagination. Rounding off the back of the unit is your 75 coaxial cable input for your FM antenna. As we come to the front of the unit, on the far left is a round power knob. Then to the right, we have 12 buttons arranged in a keypad and your basic 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, with the bottom row, the middle being 0. The item on the left is the button you press, immediately followed by 0 through 9 to jump to that preset. Instead of pressing this button and then pressing 0 through 9 to set the preset, you would actually press 0 through 9, and if you hold it for about a second, it automatically stores as a preset. For some reason, they thought you would be setting presets more than you would be going to presets. So in other words, what I'm trying to say is you have to push two buttons to go to a preset. You push this bottom left button followed by 0 through 9. Two banks of FM stations totaling 20 presets and two banks of AM stations totaling 20 presets. Then on the bottom right of this keypad, you press the button, and then you can enter the frequency and automatically go to that channel. So if I press this right button, push 103.5, it will switch to that frequency on FM. The Sony, as I will show you, its keypad does not allow direct entry of frequencies. To the right, we have a nice display. We have two buttons, the one on the left display and the one on the right toggles it through the four different presets, if you will. In other words, FM1, FM2, AM1, AM2. Then we have, rounding off the unit, three rocker switches. Buttons, you press up on it, it moves in an upward direction. You press on the bottom part of it, and it moves downward. Now, the first one moves by frequency. So in other words, 0.1 megahertz on FM or 10 kilohertz on AM. The second one is your scan button. Obviously, pushing it up moves up in frequency and down moves down in frequency, and it stops on the next station that breaks the mute. Sony has this as well, but it's more sensitive. In other words, even weaker stations it will stop on. So if you really like to scan and get any station that's listenable, you might like the Sony. The third rocker in the far right button actually scans up and down specifically for HD stations. So that is the front of the unit. Other than that, you have a small remote control. Both the Sanjean and Sony require that you point the remote almost directly at the unit. I've had this unit for about 2 years. It retailed at that time for $229. It can now be bought for $189 at JR.com, which is a great electronics store, but you may even be able to find a better price. I know as you hold the remote with the, you feel it kind of feels like a light, but it's actually the element that transmits the codes to the tuner to change channels and so forth. But if you're holding it that way and you feel that it's a little thicker on the top than it is the bottom of the remote. But the far right is your power button. Other than that, your top two rows, you know, four buttons in the top row and three in the second row. The ones on the left move up and down by frequency. The ones in the middle scan up and down, and the ones on the right, I think, scan up and down for HD. I don't remember all the elements of the remote. Below that, you have the keypad key to the right of the 9 toggles it between the four modes. If anyone wants to buy this radio, you can send me an email, resources@cerotalk.com, and I'll give you more specifics on the remote. Tune some of the different stations so you can get an idea of the fidelity. Basically, I'm going to play you 4 local stations, a few seconds of each. And immediately after that, I will play the same 4 stations in the same order. And that will give you, hopefully, a sense of the difference of the sound quality of the two radios.
One thing, 107.5 WABX rocks.
First being the Sanjeet, and the second sample of stations was with the Sony unit, which I will now describe to you. There's only one button on the front of it, and that is a round little power button on the left side. The other 10 buttons go across the top, and this radio, much smaller, reminds me of a clock radio. It actually has a little more heat near the rear of it if you leave it on for a while. Of the 10 buttons going across the top of the unit, the first one I'm guessing to be a display button. It does nothing if you're totally blind. The second button toggles between AM and FM. The third button scans in an upward direction, stopping on any station with any kind of signal at all. Doesn't even have to be stereo, but it's very sensitive. Tuners tend to only stop on really strong signals, but this one will stop on anything that it picks up. If you're blind, of course, you may not know what it stopped on, so you might wish to use the manual tuning buttons, which we'll get to shortly. The fourth button scans upward and only looks for HD stations. But what I've noticed with this button is that it does not start playing the audio automatically. You have to press it again to come out of that mode, and then it will be on an HD station. The fifth button, again, I'm unsure of its purpose. When I press it, I can't seem to enter, change the channel, and so forth. The next two buttons, you feel they are closer together. These are the up and down frequency buttons. Pressing the right one moves you up 0.1 megahertz, or on AM, up 10 kilohertz. The one on the left, obviously going down in frequency. The next button for setting the frequency, press it and then enter a memory that you wish to go to. But I think this is done more easily with the remote control. The two buttons on the far right move up and down through your presets. The Sangene doesn't quite work that way. When you go into reviewing the presets, when you press up and down, you see the information on the screen, but the audio is muted. So it is of no use to a blind person, and really not of much use to any user of the device if you cannot hear what it has actually tuned to. So the Sony preset management, for that reason alone, wins my vote. On the back of the Sony, you have left, you have an electrical cord, which is hardwired to the device, as it would be for most tuners. Next to that is your 75-ohm coax for the FM. The next is a portal for attaching your AM antenna, and it has two little levers on the bottom you push down to insert the wire. It comes with one of your basic loop antennas, and it does an okay job. The AM reception, again, on this unit is much better. To the right of that looks like some small, maybe a digital jack of some sort. Wrap up the unit on the right with the two RCA jacks. The remote, and I'll tell you as best I can from memory, you want to hold it bottom side of the top edge, what feels like a little light. That's the sensor transmitting your information. And you'll be able to tell because the bottom of the remote has blank space where there are no buttons. The top right on this one is your power button. The button on the top left is what I believe to be a sleep button. And again, I think with the unit off, you can press it. It takes a few seconds before it comes on. I guess it waits a little while to see how many times you wish to press it. To my understanding, it is 15, 30, 45, and 60 minutes as a sleep mode before it will shut off. So if you like to have the radio put you to sleep and then turn itself off. Below that is the keypad, and you can use this for either setting your presets or going to presets, but you cannot direct key in the frequency of AM or FM stations. So again, you have 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and the bottom row only has two buttons. There is nothing on the left, but the middle button is your zero key, and the one on the right is your set or store key, if you will. So basically what you would do is tune to the frequency you want, press store, and then enter a number 1 through 20, no need to enter 0, and then enter the store button again, and that frequency will be stored to that station's memory. Below that are two rows of buttons with three each. The two on the left move up and down by frequency, again, 0.1 megahertz on FM or 10 kilohertz if you're on the AM band. Middle ones have to do with scanning. Bottom one actually scans to the next station, and it'll stop there for about 3 seconds and keep scanning until you press it again when you found some station that you like or some station that you wish to store into your presets. The two on the right move up and down through the presets, emulating the two buttons on the far right on the top of the unit. Below that, a row with only one button on the right, and that goes between the AM and FM band. That leaves a row of three buttons on the very bottom of the unit, and I have absolutely no idea what those buttons do. The FM reception on the Sony is phenomenal. AM, also much better than the Sangean, and possibly much better than other HD radios. I haven't really played with that many other than the one from Radio Shack, which is not a bad unit. It has a nice built-in speaker as well. FM on the Sony is absolutely fantastic. It is the best I've ever seen on a radio. I am picking up stations from St. Louis, Indianapolis, Louisville, Kentucky, and Nashville. And Louisville is about 2 hours away, but Indy's 3.5 hours away, St. Louis 3 hours away, Nashville 3 hours. 160 to 180 miles away we are picking up stations, keeping in mind I live in an apartment. So this thing with an outside antenna or a beam that could be turned with a rotor, this thing has the potential to just pick up stations in multiple states or possibly up to and over 200 miles in all directions. It's very common to manipulate an antenna and maybe get two or even three stations on one frequency. So if you're into what's known as DX or listening to those distant stations, you're going to love this unit. The Sangene reception is nothing to sneeze at. It is very high quality. It is well above average. Stations that you can get on any radio but are very weak in nature, the Sangene will get them, but the Sony will get them in perfectly quiet stereo. And the other thing that impresses me with the Sony is that it rejects local stations. You don't get any interference on adjacent channels. So for example, we have a 50 kilowatt station on 104.1. I can tune to 104.3 and listen to another station 120 miles away. So it is absolutely phenomenal on reception. The only reason I would choose the Sanjian over the Sony is A, you live in an urban area with a lot of HD stations and you want the best possible sound quality. Although I don't think the Sony is anything to sneeze at. But if you want really good AM reception and you want the best FM reception of any radio that I've personally worked with, this $99, possibly even $89, this Sony is unbeatable. And it's small enough that you could put it into a travel bag and take it with you if you're going to another city. That's my review of these two radios.
I do want to tell you what antenna I used for both radios. I have a coaxial dipole. A dipole, of course, is basically a T-shaped wire, but instead of the cheap ones that they give you with radios, this one is made of coaxial cable, and it is very high quality. Now, some could argue a little overpriced at $34, but it is a high-quality wire, 75 ohms, and it does really well. I also have what is known as the FM fanfare antenna. It is basically a 5-foot-long aerial with a coil at the base of it, and you can connect different wire types, but by default it is designed for 75 ohms. A little reluctant to recommend it because, A, it is not so much that, A, it is $99, which is a lot for an antenna, but it works really, really well. The problem is that there's no mount to it. When I bought it, I thought it would come, you know, like the old CB antennas or even the old cell phone antennas, that you could set it on a metal object to ground it or at least to hold it in place. But it doesn't have anything like that. It simply has a little metal piece on the bottom that with a hole in it that you could actually attach to a screw and mount it. Great if you want to put it outside. I just have it set on my dresser over in a corner up against the wall. And it is nice because you can put it in one place and leave it alone and get great reception. Of course, it is vertical where a dipole is a horizontal design. And that sometimes gives you more directionality and maybe even the capability to get multiple stations on one frequency. Those are the two antennas I use.
Ideal for online learning, classroom lectures, corporate events, or presentations. Accessible Event is the robust, scalable solution for presentations for 10 to 10,000. The service works with presentations in Word, Excel, PowerPoint, Outlook, Internet Explorer, Firefox, Adobe, and meeting programs such as WebEx, GoToMeeting, Connect, and more. Accessible Event requires no installation, and users need only an internet connection and Adobe Flash to participate. After the event, nothing is left behind on anyone's computer. Competitively priced, Accessible Event can be purchased per incident on a monthly or annual basis or on an enterprise server configuration. Reach your entire audience with Accessible Event. For more information, email accessibleevent@serotech.com or call 866-202-0520 or 612-246-4818.
Now let's move on to radio number 3. This is the only one we are reviewing in this category. It is a portable radio. It also comes in at around $89 and has the best reception and best sound quality that we could find in a portable unit under $100. It is the Kaito, spelled K-A-I-T-O, model KA1103. And again, like a lot of devices these days, we can't program everything that this radio is capable of doing. For example, it claims 255 memories. But I am excited to say that we figured out how to program at least 100 of the memories. AM and FM. It also has shortwave, 100 kilohertz up to 30 megahertz. And of course, in there, you can also do upper and lower sideband control in the bottom right, a little dial to adjust that. But the quality seems really well. The good thing about this radio is it has an earphone out that's adjusted with the volume control, but it also has a line out. So that is going to give us the capability to let you hear both the speaker of the radio, which is okay. It's not great, but it's not cheap either. You know, your basic 3-inch speaker, but it's a pretty good quality. It's okay for a portable radio. So first, let me describe the radio. 8 inches long, about 5 inches in high, maybe about 1.5 inches thick. On the top left, there are 3 buttons, and they do different things. That's the design of radios these days. When the radio is off, the two buttons on the left are, from left to right, alarm one and alarm two. And that's important to note, because if the radio is off and you accidentally press or hit those buttons, it will turn on the alarms. If all of a sudden the radio comes on at 6:55 in the evening and you don't remember setting the alarms to do that, you hit either one of those two alarms, you can simply press it again to disable those. These are toggles. And the third button lets you adjust your volume, as we'll show you shortly. This is an interesting radio. Programming it is very different from any radio I've seen to date. But then as we move to the bottom, there's an interesting design of buttons. There's 10 buttons that go across in a row, and you might at first glance, as I did, think, okay, these must be the preset buttons. Well, they are actually the keypad, but instead of lining it up in four rows, they literally go from left to right, 1 through 9 and 0 on the far right. Below that are 6 buttons. Right below the 1, there is the power button, and then there's a little space, and then the other 5 buttons. Of the 5 buttons, or second from the left, the first one is the lock button. And this, when pressed and held for about 3 seconds, will prevent any other button from performing a function. And these lock buttons are pretty common on almost all of the radios of today. The only button that will still work is the power button to actually turn off the unit. The second one of these 5 buttons does 2 different things. It is used for setting the clock, which we cannot do because that is menu driven. I'm not saying it can't be done, but I don't know how to do it. And my son indicated there's no ability to directly key in the frequency, so you're literally moving the dial to adjust the hour and then the minute. But it also serves as the delete button and can be used in conjunction with the middle of the top 3 buttons on the left, on the top of the radio, to actually delete presets. The third of the 5 buttons, or the middle of the 5, is the stereo mono button. So if you have a weak station, you can put it into mono. Maybe it's okay for music, but then when the news comes on, it's too much noise and you can put it into mono. And I believe you can also set that in the presets as making the channel mono. The final 2 buttons, the 4th one or 2nd one from the right, is actually your FM button. So you would key in a frequency using the buttons above here, this row of 10 buttons, then pressing the FM button and jumping to that channel. Likewise, if you enter an AM or shortwave frequency, you would press the bottom right button, and that would take you to the appropriate band to listen to that station. Let's turn on the radio so you can get an idea of the sound quality, and we'll show you how to program.
Of your delinquent taxes. Thousands of honest, hardworking Americans have turned to American Tax Relief for the help they need. Look, your tax problem isn't going to go away. In fact, it's only going to get worse.
Now, as you heard, that's not bad sound quality. Now, I've programmed 20 presets in here, so one thing I can do to go directly to a preset is I can push a number 1 through 20. And then push the very top left button and jump to that channel, number 1, 5. And it takes some getting used to since all 10 buttons are in a row, and I'll hit the top left. Of course, the speaker, and it is mono, but when I flip this, you'll hear it in stereo. Pretty decent sound. I think the stereo quality of both the line out jack and the earphone jack, which can be adjusted with the volume, I think it's pretty good. And AM sounds great, so if you like listening to talk radio or just anything on AM, yes, even music stations or sportscasts, the audio is really good.
They get governor stuff. And the other thing is, you know, Rayla Hood is just a punching boy of...
And sign up for free breaking news alerts delivered via text or email. Then tune to News Talk 750 WSB for live coverage.
We'll make the Hostess Cupcake, the double sweet one with the white cream in the middle with the
finals, the Celtics and Magic in Orlando Sunday afternoon. The sports at 15 and 45 on your home for Bears football. Terry Keschner, News Radio 780 WBBM.
Acetone, 8 hours, 20 minutes. Coordinated Universal Time.
The other thing that's interesting, of these three buttons, the third one is the volume, and you can press a value between 1 and 30, and it will adjust the volume. So I will press 11, 1, 1, and press the volume, and it actually lowered the volume. On the top right of the unit is a round dial that tunes between stations. If you press the rightmost button of the three on the top left of the radio, the tuning dial becomes the volume control. Now I can turn it up.
That kind of party, I'm gonna stick my mashed potatoes.
Hey. Weekends Rock on 103 GBF.
It is digital, but you can actually tune it like the old analog dial. So you have the best of both worlds. You actually have digital frequency readout, and you can actually, if it is quiet, you can hear the little clicks as you're adjusting the frequency. Kind of like some of the first digital tuners did if you had a stereo receiver back in the early 80s. The reception on this radio is the best of any that we found for its price range.
Yourself. Discover the secret.
And if you tune too fast, you will actually miss stations. So it takes some getting used to. It is different. So if you push the top left button, it puts you in a memory mode. And then when you tune the dial on the right, it actually moves between the memories. It takes some getting used to because it doesn't click. You turn it just a little bit and it moves. But fortunately, if you turn it really fast, it doesn't jump 10 or 20 presets really quickly. So it's not too hard to remember where you are, but if you're a little overzealous, you might jump presets and get yourself confused. So it takes some getting used to. Well, I bet you want to know how to set the presets. It is very interesting. The row of 10 buttons, you press the number of the memory you wish to set, 1 through 99, or 0 will set a memory called 00. So in other words, we get 100 presets. So you basically type in the number you want, then you press the middle button twice. You press it once and it shows on the screen, is this really what you want to do? And you press it again. And then you press the button to the left of it, very top left of the radio, and that takes you out of the presets and you're ready to set another station. So let's say I want to put AM 1400 in the presets. I will first push 1400. Then I will push the bottom right to go to AM. Okay, then I will press 2-1, and I will press the middle of the three buttons twice. Once to say yes, I want to store, and again to confirm. Then I will push the top left button to take me out of the presets, and I can continue this process to keep adding more and more radio stations. Let me finish by describing what's on the left and right of the radio. The bottom left is your power plug. It has a transformer that comes with the radio. It also runs on four AA batteries, which is the way I am using it. Above that is what's called an eighth inch or 3.5 millimeter stereo output jack. If you plug your earphones or patch cord connected to your stereo system in there, it will actually disable the built-in speaker. Above that is a button that, for the sensitivity of the reception, in the up position, gets you better AM and shortwave reception. If you're close to a station that's over driving the radio, you can put it in the down position, which may help you in that case. And above that is another jack for an AM or shortwave antenna. The top left, you would actually has a very weird rope type handle, but for some reason near the radio, it's extremely thin. I have no idea why it was designed that way, but once I had the radio for a couple hours and was sure I wanted to keep it, I cut that thing off with scissors. I found it to be useless. top left FM antenna on it, and on the right side of the radio, the very bottom has a control that gives you a light on the radio. Down is the off position, so if you don't see, you might want to make sure that you leave it off. I'm told it actually generates some noise on the AM band when it is on, but obviously also it's going to drain the battery in the radio. But if you need it, you can push in the up position if you have partial sight and need it to see the display. Below that is another 3.5 or 1/8 jack. It is a line output, so you can connect it, as I did here, to the Sony while allowing the speaker to continue to play. Just above that is a round knob for adjusting the, I guess you call it a VFO or something, for tuning in the upper or lower sideband in the HF amateur radio bands. Above that is a button that actually alters the sound. It's dual function. If you push it down, you will hear it remove some of the high frequencies. It is also helpful for getting adjacent stations that are really close. Both a local DX kind of button, and it also reduces the high frequency. So obviously, for the most part, you're going to leave it in the up position so you get the maximum treble out of the radio. And then above that is your round tuning dial, which, again, if you press the top right of the three buttons, it becomes a volume control. So that's a quick overview of the Kaito KA1103. Basically selling for about $89. Great sound quality, okay speaker, AM and FM reception are top notch, portable, so when you want to travel, if you can see to program them, it has two alarms. You can program up to 100 memories, although the manual says it has 255. But it's a really good radio, and it should meet your needs. If you want something to listen outside, or want to hear those distant stations, or just are in need of a small radio to take with you from room to room, the Kaito KA1103 is a great choice and a great price. I hope you've enjoyed the review of these three radios. Perhaps one of these will be worth adding to your collection of radios, or becoming your primary radio. There are many great radios out there, both new and classic. I don't think you will go wrong with any of these three radios. I again prefer the Sony for HD and the Ultimate FM reception, and the Kaito for portability, and both coming in with shipping under $100 is not going to break the bank, but should meet your radio needs for years to come.
This concludes another Serotalk Tech Chat, powered by Accessible Event, a product of Serotech Corporation, giving the blind, deaf, and deafblind full access to classes, meetings, and webinars using Microsoft Word documents, Excel spreadsheets, PowerPoint slides, and web pages. 508 compliance is just one click away at www.accessibleevent.com. Until we meet again, stay connected and stay directed.